Well, welcome to Denver. On the road with the Jaguars, I'm Brian Sexton, along with Jeff Loggam. And the Jaguars landed way to the east of here. It's a long ride from the Denver airport to almost anywhere, but it's worth the ride. Look at this. Beautiful fall weather here in the foothills of the Rockies. It's going to be a great environment tomorrow at Sports Authority Stadium at Mile High.
It's gorgeous out here. I mean, the aspens are changing. Everything's changing. All you got the reds behind us over here, and then you got the yellows. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous, and it makes me want to come out here and hunt.
It's always about killing something, isn't it? You know, talking about good, the attitude this week of this football team, despite the fact that they're coming out here to face Peyton Manning and this team that's averaging 46 points per game, this football team has had a good week.
It's amazing what Gus is capable of. You know, even when the team is 0-5, and I remember an instance this week where he comes in to do our radio show on Thursday and slaps his hand down on the desk and says, "Let's have the best show ever." I mean, that's just his attitude, and I give him a lot of credit because this is a football team that's going through a tremendous growth process, and it's going to be painful. But his attitude has remained unchanged.
You know, when you talk about pain, Peyton Manning brings pain to a lot of people. He did last week, 51 points against the Dallas Cowboys. There really isn't any way to slow down Denver's offense, is there?
Well, if you have Maurice Jones-Drew at the top of his game and Fred Taylor at the top of his game and a defense that has Marcus Stroud and Big John Henderson, yeah, you can slow him down.
So what you're saying is there's really no way to slow down the Denver defense,
well,
is there?
I'm not saying that it's impossible, but it's going to be a great challenge for this football team. And some of the keys are exactly what I said there. You've got to control the ball. You've got to run the ball and keep Peyton Manning off the field. And then you've got to be able to play Peyton Manning with six guys in a box when they're at three wide receiver personnel. And that's difficult to do with the way they are right now as far as personnel goes.
One guy that we know very well is Broncos defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio. You know the way he likes to play defense. He's missing his pass rusher, Von Miller. Elvis Dumervil left in free agency, but he does get Champ Bailey back.
Yeah, and I think Champ's going to be a big boost for them because they've been giving up a lot of passing yards, and I think Champ is certainly a veteran.
Charlton County High School.
Yeah, Charlton County High School. He's back, and then they're going to get Von Miller back next week, so I think his defense is going to get better and better. But they've been giving up a lot of points. They've been giving up a lot of yards. Tony Romo had an absolute field day. So I don't know what to expect, but I expect the Jaguars to get better than they were last week in St. Louis, which was their best game of the season. So I look for them to take another step with Chad Henne playing quarterback.
All right, kickoff tomorrow, 4:05 Eastern time from Sports Authority Field down at Mile High. We'll be there. The next time we do this, by the way, we'll be in London.
Wow, it's here.
It's here. And here we go, folks. Thanks for joining us on the road.